We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Now, let's open up the phone line. Charlamagne's been talking about this. 800-585-1051. Now, a Chick-fil-A in Pennsylvania is banning anyone under the age of 16 without an accompanied adult. Let's talk about it. Does that make sense? Do you like it? Do you love it?
And I've been seeing this a lot. We've been seeing this a lot. Like, a lot of restaurants are banning teenagers and young kids from being in these establishments, you know, without adults, because these kids be wilding. They be cursing out employees. You know what I mean? They be damaging property. There be fights, all types of stuff happening.
But now you have to have security for all these restaurants, because who's going to control it? You can't have the employees that are selling, you know, chicken and french fries and shakes to police the kids as well. So I don't know if that's a good idea. And they used to do that in Virginia at the mall, and I hated it.
I think security at all these establishments is great. Like you think you're in Atlanta right now. Think about what's happening in malls like Lenox, where they got metal detectors and all types of stuff and shootings and everything be happening. Like, I think all of these public establishments should have armed security. I absolutely positively believe that.
Well, let's talk about it. What's your thoughts? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Chick-fil-A out in Pennsylvania. They want to ban unaccompanied minors. So what they're saying is, if you're under the age of 16 and under, you will be required to be in the building with an adult. All right. The franchise is saying that's because, honestly, you teens be wilding out. That's what they're saying. You be bugging. Y'all be wilding.
Yeah, they come in there, they disrespect the employees. They say it's mistreatment of property. They say it's like, you know, a lot of explicit language, like get my effing number one with cheese, you know, and you know, because a lot of them are doing it for the gram. They go in Chick-fil-A, talk to these people crazy, or go in any of these establishments and talk to these people crazy just because they be on their lives and everything else. Remember that video when remember the old video from New York when the dude pulled up to the drive-thru? He was like, yo, you with the big blood dupe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how these kids be talking to the these employees.
But the problem with that is, I mean, now you have to have security because the employees can't police the age limit, what's your age and all that. And that's my own problem. So now you got security there. And security, are they properly trained to deal with people like
yes,
that?
Yes, they're security guards. That's why I'll say this. I think that that's what they need to begin with. Like before I would issue a ban to customers under 16 without an adult, I would pay for extra security. And I'm tired of us being so cheap, especially at these establishments that we know are making mad money, because when it comes to the safety of not just employees, but customers, you shouldn't cut corners on that. Like all of these establishments need security. Fast food establishments, the mall, churches. We see what's going on in this country. You in Atlanta right now. You was at, what's that place called?
Atlanta University. That's the combination of Clark, Spelman, and Morehouse.
All right. Somebody got shot and killed there yesterday. Rest in peace to that 20-year-old brother. All I'm saying is any place where there is a large amount of people, there should be trained, armed security guards who know how to handle situations when situations get out of hand. Because them kids wouldn't act up if they saw armed security in these establishments.
Yeah, but in a situation like this, you're a freshman, you're a sophomore, you're 15, 16 years old. After school, you go to fast food because that's all you can afford. You go to McDonald's, you go to Chick-fil-A, you go to Burger King, you go to these places. But now I can't go inside and I'm starving, I'm hungry.
That's why you should have security.
You can't do that to those kids.
That's my point. That's why you should have security. I mean, most of these, it's going to probably go back to what we were doing during COVID, where people just go through the drive-thru anyway. But if they do not, I think the banning on the kids is a bit extreme, because I feel like they haven't tried any other methods. I think they should have armed security in these establishments, because you're talking about the 16-year-olds that know how to act. You know what I mean? And it's the 16-year-olds that don't know how to act who mess it up for the ones who do.
You know what? You're right. And I'm just going to tell this quick story. And this just made me think about it when you said it. My wife, if you don't know, was in McDonald's when we were in high school. And she was trying to get herself a number two, and she got into an altercation with these other group of girls that were trying to bully her and pick on her. Security at McDonald's threw all of them out. The girls wound up jumping my wife and slashing my wife's face 67 times. If you ever look on the left side of my wife's face, you'll see a small mark on her face where she was sliced. So yes, I agree. I'm bugging. Yes, absolutely, positively, these establishments should have security.
So they jumped her out. They jumped her after they got kicked out, like somewhere else.
Yeah, they kicked her out of the McDonald's on Jamaica Avenue, and then she got jumped outside.
Damn.
But it could have happened inside. I mean, we don't know what would happen. But yes, you're right. These establishments should have security, because they are making enough money. It's not like these huge establishments are not making money. They're not mom and pop stores or mom and pop situations. Yes, they should have security.
You're absolutely right. And I was in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, because my daughter had a cheerleading competition. And like, you know, even the security that I was with they actually referenced, you did a car show in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
They referenced one of your car shows. I think it was at the Georgia Convention Center where the cheerleading competition was at. And they were saying how when black people have events at stuff like the Georgia Convention Center, security is nuts. Like they make y'all hire a bunch of security. They lock certain doors so people can't just come through. But at that cheerleading competition, it was the Wild Wild West. You know, people could come in from all different doors, all different directions. And they were saying how dangerous that was, especially in this era where you see all these mass shootings. So, yes, these establishments and these venues have to pay for top-notch security. They have to.
Yeah, and you're right, because I have to pay for extra security more than that cheerleading event, which probably had more people than my car show. But it is, you know, it is what it is. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sydney.
Hey, Sydney, what's your thoughts, mama?
Man, I'm a school teacher. I've been one for 6 years, okay? And I've taught 7th through 12th graders throughout these 6 years. And you got to do what you got to do to keep the peace. If children don't have expectations or rules to follow, they're just going to learn it the hard way when they get older.
That's right.
Like, so if Chick-fil-A had to do that, they had to do it. Clearly, there must have been some complaint. Something could have popped off and nobody reported it. and the management is just trying to handle it the best they can.
Question:
people need to get their kids under control.
Would you feel safer as a school teacher if y'all had armed security in the schools?
Sometimes it'd be some days where I'm like, "Damn, is this enough?" Because some things have definitely occurred. I'm not gonna put it out there or nothing because this is my school. But some things have occurred, and I'm like, "Ooh, I wish I would have something on me. I would have been able to." At least defend myself. Jesus. But the first, I mean, whatever, we gotta run. The first thing I'm gonna think about is my kids, honestly. And I'm not just saying that. I'm gonna get them out the building before I get myself
And I'm with you, but you shouldn't even have to be in that situation, man. We have to give these teachers support. We have to give these fast food workers some support. Like, if you work at if you're somewhere where it's a mass group of people, we have to have armed security or more something. Like, something has to change, yo.
And I just wanted to say this before you guys kick me off real quick. I just wanted to say this. Recently at our school district, they are not allowing students or parents, guardians, whoever, to come in if you smell like super loud bud, right? And I had a lot of my students complain about that because they're saying, oh, my parents smoke before they drop me off and blah, blah, blah. And this just goes back to my point. Parents need to set an example for their children. You do what you do, what you do in your household. But when your kid goes out into the world, there are expectations. I just have to put that out there.
Man, that is so funny. But not only that, ma'am. The parents smelling like loud.
Oh, my God, sir, you have no idea.
That's against the law. You're not supposed to drive high.
Man, that's what these parents are out here doing and making it and normalizing it to their children. So when their kids come in my classroom high as hell, asleep, and asking me for chips, how are they supposed to know what they need to know to get the SAT score? Like, you know, it just sucks. And it all starts at home. So I'm coming for the parents this morning. I say Chick-fil-A.
Thank you, Mama.
I'm with you. Okay.
Thank you.
I am disgusted that these parents aren't taking edibles. Huh? I am disgusted these parents aren't taking edibles like real adults.
Your kid comes to school high, and you say, did you smoke? No, my dad did, or my mom
did. Man, that is crazy. You got your kid smelling like the loud pack because you smoking. You done gave your kids a secondhand high. They asking the teacher for snacks because they got the munchies. This is crazy.
800-585-1051. We're asking, you know, a Chick-fil-A in Pennsylvania is banning kids under the age of 16 unless an adult is accompanied with them. So let's talk about it. Do you agree, disagree? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it, man.
Call me. Get your opinion to The Breakfast Club top. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, 800-585-1051. Shout out to everybody in Atlanta. I'm out in Atlanta right now. There was a pilot shortage yesterday, and I couldn't get back. So,
horrible.
I'm here. So, we're asking... Chick-fil-A in Pennsylvania is banning unaccompanied minors. So if you're 16 and younger and you're not with an adult, you can't come in. Is that good? Is that bad? At first, I was kind of upset with it, but now thinking about it, I get it. Yeah, they should have some type of security there and to make sure you kids ain't wilding out. Because even when I was a kid, when we went to those stores, yeah, we would talk disrespectful sometimes and kids would fight in McDonald's and those places because that's where you would go after school because that's usually what you can afford. The $2.99 meals, the $3.24 meals, the French fries for 99 cents. That's where you would go. So we're asking, what's your thought on it? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Ted.
Ted, what's up, brother?
What's your thoughts?
Man, I think Chick-fil-A bugging, man. Because why are you going to ban 16-year-old now for not being in Chick-fil-A without an adult? All the crazy people doing stuff in restaurants are always adults. Look at that lady you give Donkey the Day to, Charlamagne, who drove a car inside a Chick-fil-A because she didn't get her cookie or whatever.
That was a Popeyes.
Popeyes. What about the Florida man who pulled a gun on somebody for not getting whatever, you know, it's complete order. He wasn't under 16. These are all people over the age of 16. So I think Chick-fil-A bugging.
Yo, no, listen, my brother, I'm with you. I don't think that the ban is right. I think that they should have security. I think the ban is them trying to save money on not being able to hire security. I think all of these fast food restaurants should absolutely positively have security. You know, like you know, Envy, you in the weed business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got your you
call it cannabis, sir.
Yeah, you're in the cannabis business, and I'm in the cannabis business as well. You know that when you have these dispensaries, you have to have security at these dispensaries.
Correct.
So it should be the same thing for any establishment, especially fast food establishments, especially schools. If there's a large group of people that congregate these places, they should have security. You have to have it in 2023, man. You have to.
But also, it's close to the hubs, so it's close to the train stations where schools are. That's probably where they have the most of problems, where you're on where the train stops, whether it's Jamaica Avenue or the Atlanta MART or whatever it may be, where there's a large group of students. That's what has to have the majority of the problems. Yep. Let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Mr. Puma. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Appreciate. What's your thoughts, brother?
All right. I don't agree with that being a company with adult thing, but... I'm from Detroit, and it could be worse. Could have to get all your food through plexiglass. All the fast food restaurants in Detroit have that bulletproof glass in it, just like the bank. So imagine getting your two-piece and a biscuit through a hole in plexiglass.
I'm not mad at that, because it's going to come to that, because nobody ever thinks about the employees in these situations. Like, they need to be protected. I'm not mad at that either.
Yeah, well, that's what the world's coming to, brothers.
I agree.
It's like jail, though. I hated that as a kid. Like, you go to a store and you got to order through the glass. Majority of the time, it was either the Chinese food spot or sometimes the bodegas. And I used to hate it. You got to yell through it. It just didn't seem natural, comfortable.
It ain't about you, though. It's about the safety of the employees. Because guess what? What's going to happen is, just like how you can't get home right now because there's no pilots to fly the planes, ain't going to be nobody working at these fast food places. But they probably don't care, because they're going to have AI and robots working there anyway, so...
True. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Envy?
Yeah, what's up, bro? Who's this?
This T. Good morning.
Peace, good morning, T. What's your thoughts?
Man, I don't blame Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's a liability thing. Not only that, like you were saying earlier, the disrespect. I mean, I know it places an inconvenience on those parents that do have responsible teenagers, but it's like, you know, one bad apple will spoil it for the bunch.
That's right.
I don't blame Chick-fil-A. Send their parents with them.
But I will say, T, I don't think they should ban. I think they should have security first. You know what I mean? And then if the security doesn't work, then I can understand the ban. I think the ban is just them being cheap. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to hire proper security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just finna say that. And honestly, I don't want their added security to be added to my number three or my number four meal.
You're gonna look at the receipt. You're gonna look at the receipt and see the security. The security.
Exactly. I don't need that gratuity.
Thank you, but that's true too. Who's gonna have to pay those costs? So, like you said, they're gonna have to add a dollar to your meal or 50 cents to your meal. And you know, a lot of times, especially being a kid, 16 years old, you plan to the penny.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't mind that. I don't mind that for any of these establishments. Put it like this: all the money that we spend in taxes. If they started putting that tax dollars towards these schools, having metal detectors in these schools, having security, because you can't just have metal detectors in the urban schools, the black schools. You know what I mean? You gotta have metal detectors everywhere nowadays because of all of these mass shootings. If I gotta pay extra, which we already are, by the way, with our tax dollars, if I gotta pay extra, I would love for that extra in taxes to go to security.
Yeah, I get it for the kids' school, but I'm not paying. My tax money ain't helping Chick-fil-A.
Well, you shouldn't be eating fast food, no way. You need to be eating more healthier options any damn way.
Chick-fil-A is not fast food, sir.
I know it feels like it isn't, but it is. You know, and I got to watch my cholesterol. My cholesterol is a little high right now. I got to get my...
What's the moral of the story?
I'm trying to get my cholesterol down. The moral of the story is we need security in all these public places. That's the moral of the story. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is there's going to be no more fast food workers working at these places. It's going to be all artificial intelligence and RoboCops. And I guarantee you little punks won't try no RoboCops. Okay? I bet you when y'all walk into a goddamn Chick-fil-A and it's a Terminator 3000 standing behind the desk, you know, big as Arnold Schwarzenegger talking to you in that accent, I bet you won't try him.
Jesus. All right. Well, when we come back, we got your rumor report. The Dreamville Festival has been announced, and it looks like it's going to be a stop for the summer. So we'll talk about it, what artists will be performing, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.